Ryan's heart skipped a beat as a long black metal leg extended from the interior, closely followed by two more and the globular body of another droid. It took only a nanosecond for Ryan to see that this machine did not have a cyborg killer mounted to its belly, but something else. A sleek, barreled tube with pulsating fiber optic cables and a narrow red lens that glowed like the eye of a demon from hell.
Laser!
Ryan threw himself to the side and raised the Kalashnikov. This time the beam was the color of burning blood. Ryan felt the rapid fire get hot in his hands and threw it away from him, moments before the ammo detonated. He went with the force of the concussion, rolling away until hitting the wall. There was a pain in his side and another along his neck, but Ryan ignored those and pulled the six-hour as he stood. A beam stabbed the wall next to him, and he could feel the terrible heat radiating outward. Weaving, Ryan got behind the egg-shaped wag and the droid went out of sight. Then it rose above the vehicle, the dead eyes searching for him.
Fire blast!
With the machine on the other side, Ryan couldn't shoot through the LAB to hit it. Using the wag as a shield had saved his life, but now he couldn't fight back. The droid dropped from sight as a hot wind breathed around the armored treads. Knowing the tunnel they were in was the best place to bomb the droid, Ryan yanked out his Gren. He lofted the bomb over the wag, then ducked. Glancing upward, Ryan saw a cloud of smoke billowing in the tunnel. Then Doc appeared from around the first turn in the passage and waved him on. That was all Ryan needed. Breaking into a sprint, he charged around the wag and across the empty space. Friendly hands grabbed his clothing and yanked it behind the metal wall.
Use everything!
Ryan holstered the Sig Sauer and pulled the second Gren from his pocket. He threw it hard at the opposite wall, and the rest of the companions did the same.
Think that did it?
We'll know soon enough.
The droid lumbered around the corner only a yard away from the companions. One eye was gone and a leg was bent, but it still moved with grim resolve.
Dark Knight, that nuke sucker is armored!
JD threw an unprimed Gren hard at the droid's remaining eye. The grenade hit the metal droid and bounced off harmlessly. Jack and Doc fired together. The droid's eye shattered, and it froze, motionless. Moving around the corner, Mildred aimed her AK-47 at the fiber optic cables of the deadly laser. They were ripped from their couplings and the housing bent slightly. But as they watched, something rose from the top of the droid, a flexing cable with a tiny light at the end. It pointed at them, and the body rotated, the legs extending and contracting as the war machine moved forward.
Gaia, the thing has a spare eye!
Shit! Retreat!
The desperate group ran along the zigzag tunnel. The lethal energy beam flashed out to punch small, molten holes in the metal walls and floor. Companions scrambled around the last corner and broke through the lines of parked wags. Ryan and the others got behind the cover of an SUV as JB pulled another Gren from his pocket. The droid stepped out of the smoky tunnel, looming high, almost brushing the ceiling. Obviously, it was trying to stay away from the Grens, and with just cause. Two of its legs dangled uselessly from its armored body, a third was badly bent, and there was an electric display crawling around the ruin of the second eye. Ryan swung up the Steyr to fire at the busted section. That would be the best chance to reach the mini-computer inside the machine. He put two rounds directly into the charred opening. Then the laser impacted on the other side of the convertible he was behind. The beam sliced through the fabric as if it was mist and moved along the side in a sweeping maneuver. Ryan ducked and felt the heat of another near miss. Then he stood and aimed again at the eye hole.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind.